When we think about climate change, we often talk about how hot things are getting. And the last 7 years have been the hottest on record. But have you ever wondered how heat affects your body? Extreme heat is something that practically everyone is experiencing. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change published this map showing the world in hexagons. No borders, no countries. It shows where extreme heat events, because of human influence, are already happening. So, basically everywhere. The human body can tolerate a lot, but there is a limit. It's called the wet bulb temperature, and it's a measure of how to cool off. Under these conditions, a few hours of physical activity outdoors could be fatal. But scientists are already seeing other impacts. Across Brazil, they found that over a 15-year period, 7% of kidney disease hospitalizations could be linked to rising heat. During heat waves, more children in the United States visit the emergency room, and not just for heat stroke and dehydration, but also for bacterial infections of the gut and immune and neurological diseases. High temperatures during pregnancy are linked to premature births, and antibiotic resistance also rises. The bottom line is that heat-related illnesses and deaths are rising. The heat dome over Canada and the US killed hundreds, but in 2003, 15,000 people died in France during a heat wave. There, a nationwide awareness campaign has since cut the mortality rate by an estimated 90%. But in 2021, parts of the Mediterranean basin again recorded thousands of excessive deaths during Europe's summer. So as nations pledge to stop the planet from reaching the 2-degree tipping point, there are some steps to consider. Build early warning systems, upgrade infrastructure and housing, particularly in denser, poorer areas, and even improve crops to become more heat resilient. But the only way to really stop the heating is to cut fossil fuel emissions. And now.